From our vantage point in the West, thinking about the people who are active in the different Baba communities, for instance, in the San Francisco area, there's a huge group of people who know about Baba. You put on a public event, 900,000 people come. So we know there's thousands of people out there who know about Baba, but they're not interested in the groups at all. And it's in a way it's refreshing to me because I see the Baba has, you know, he said again and again, I didn't come to set up a religion. And it's as if he set up all these baffles, he engineered it so the bridge isn't gonna rock, so things are just gonna keep dampened. But I wonder, from your opinion, you must see things very differently here. Do you see a religion developing?
At present, we don't feel. We don't see. But it is going to be threatening one someday, not in too distant a future. There will be. It's the tendency like that. Every time he comes and he says that I don't want a religion to be established. And his worshippers, adorers and all, they, in their attempt to adore him, the best that they could do, they create religion. Yeah. Religion is man-made. It's true. It's not, he doesn't make any religion. On the contrary, he comes and tells us that. He was so much against this religion and all that, you have no idea that after he introduced himself as to who he is to the world, formally you know that his name was a taboo also. We called him just, we knew him as Shri Mehrwan Irani, Mr. Mehrwan Irani. Even we have got envelopes as far back as the 29s and all that, or 28, 25, 26. Shri Mehrwan S. Irani, Mehrabad Ahmednagar. Yeah, that's how it was. So one of his close groups, they felt very embarrassed, you see, because he is, after all, a person. We know him, we have played with him, we have fought with him, we loved him, and he was our leader also, in a sense that he was one of us, and at the same time, he would take a leading part in trying to separate us, give us comfort and all that. But it's not proper for us to call him by his name, Mehrwan, you see. Properly. Some other name should be given to such a person. So they thought of it and called him Mehr Baba. So then he was known as Sri Mehr Baba. Sri is a sort of a prefix attached to like Mr. Mehr Baba. Yeah. By the way, first when he went to Europe and other places, you know how he was introduced? He would say, how do you do, Mr. Mehr Baba? And they'll shake hands. And Baba says, I'm happy, I'm fine, how are you, and all that. Mr. Mehr Baba. That's how he was. And for some years it went on like that. But then, when people of course thought that, well, just Sri Mehr Baba or Mr. Mehr Baba doesn't sound proper, even that doesn't sound proper, so what should we say? Well, they introduced to the world or the community as Sadguru Mehr Baba, perfect master. That's how he was. But one person or a cross-section of the community went a little step further and says, His Divine Majesty Mehr Baba. Mm. Yeah, it's printed there. We
There's
see
in the journal.
Yeah, in the journal. Mehr message it was. Yeah, early message. So, but then they felt satisfied like that. And we come across some letters where he is known as Yazdan Mehr Baba, means God Mehr Baba. And all. But then Baba put an end to all this and saying that, just keep quiet about it all. Just call me Mehr Baba, that's all. But then, a time did come when he even stopped us from telling. He told us that you should stop calling me out loudly Baba or Mehr Baba. So when we went out, when he started rubbing shoulders with humanity on the roads, in the villages and cities and towns and all that, people would ask us, who is this person with you? Well, he's my elder brother. That's all. For years together, he was our elder brother. From where do you hail? From Bombay side. What do you all do? Business. You know. Because Baba had given us these hints, business. Later on, we didn't realize what business was he doing. Why did he tell us to do? Then he revealed in the States what business was his, to convert his liabilities into assets. Yeah, he had told the reporter, convert his liabilities into assets. The sinners of today, tomorrow will be the same. So that's business he was doing, you know. And he was our elder brother, no doubt about it, because we took him to be our friend, our elder brother, and father, mother, whatever you call it. So, for years together in our life with him, in tours of must and mad and poor and all that, we always just remained silent about it. And if ever somebody were to recognize him, oh, he is not speaking also, is he that Mehr Baba? So he would ask, somebody would ask, us in train or in buses or something like that, in closer contact, so, is he Mehr Baba? So we couldn't deny that, and at the same time we couldn't confess ourselves that he is. So all that we could take recourse to, being deaf, so, what? What did you say? Is he Mehr Baba? What? And we'd fed up. He'll get fed up and leave, thinking that, well, they have not heard the name Mehr Baba, so he cannot be Mehr Baba. So that's how we could evade. So for years together it was like that. I still remember a very, very, very touching scene. Baba, I don't know, Steve, whether you have heard this. We are seated at a station platform, on platform, on the rolls of our own bedding, whatever baggage we had. We are all seated there waiting for the train. It's afternoon, sun is there, at a very wayside station. We are waiting for a train now. We had come there to contact a must. So, two or three people naturally looking at us, we were strangers in their midst. So they came and stood there. And that's our Indian mentality. They just gape at us, nothing. They don't see you speak anything. And Baba and us, we are there in our own way. Baba in his own way of silence, he is just saying that, how are you and what is this? And people are noticing that he is silent. So a woman come, one, naturally from three or four people, six, seven, eight people started gathering and looking. And what's the matter? Who are these people? So a woman, I still remember, an old woman comes there and she speaks out loudly and says that, how young he is, and yet, unfortunately, he is dumb. But we have a saint here in this very town. Go there, see, can you see from here that little dome-shaped thing that is the grave of the saint? If you go there and beg of him, he will get back his speech. And because she took pity on Baba's appearance was such, you see, that he was such a nice, handsome man, he looked, and poor fellow, he can't even speak, you know. So she is feeling about it, feeling pity, sympathetic. So she speaks out and says, yeah, we'll go, sometimes we will go. No, but why don't you go now? She's exhorting us. Now that you are here, why don't you go now? And how can we deny that? So we'll go, we are so tired, now we have come on a journey, it's all right, you have told us, thank you very much, we'll see to it later on, we'll see to it later on. That's how we have to evade all these things. Himself as who he is. All these introductions and not sharing even his name and all that was done, you see. Because he told us not to now speak out who he is or anything. But then, after that little lull from that, of years together, he himself in 1954 introduced himself to the world, that I am the Ancient One, come in your midst. Why I am saying this is a little prelude to what I am coming to tell you all about. You said about the religion, you know. So when he had introduced himself, and that too in a very remote village on a hill, Baba just casually mentioned that, well, we'll be here, whole night we'll spend on a hill there. Let there be a little singing program and all that. So there was a whole night vigil there. And he says, is there any provision for tea or coffee that we can have to keep the people awake? There are not many people, a few, couple of hundred or so. And in the midst of that, while he was singing, it was past midnight or something like that, and he dictated on the board. He had not he was still using the board at that time. So he dictated. It was 1954. In October he the board. It must be before that. So he says, he tells me to read out loudly. So I read out loudly. Baba says, means speak out loudly. I tell them, speak out loudly. Avtar Mehr Baba Ki Jai. That's what he said. So that's how he introduced. So then he says, I am the same one come again, Yamashtra. I am the one that was expected. I am the ancient one. And then when he went out, of course the tours were there. So we are in a tour, the Mass Darshan tour now. So there he tells them that I am the same ancient one, come again in your midst. I bring the same ancient message. Love God. Love me, because I am God in human form. So we are saying all these things. At one place, which was a very big city, and it was the stronghold of orthodoxy. And there he tells, apart from all this introduction about himself, he says, now I have given you this message, but I have come also for one thing, to do away with all rites, rituals and ceremonies. And I said that and I shuddered myself. So Baba tugs at my coat and says, don't you be nervous, speak up. So that's how it is. So openly he said that. And having said all these things, then years are passing by. See how humanity wants to love him and wants to express the love. And that's why religion comes into being. It starts with little statuettes and statues. So what happened is that there are these villages and cities and towns where people have come to know of him. And they have accepted him as the ancient one. So now they want to express their love, and in their expression of love, they want to have some tangible thing to express their love. So they wrote me a letter, which we still have on records about these things, and says, please ask Baba's permission for a statue, life-size statue to be created, and we can build a temple and put that statue of his. So Baba told me, he just simply said that. See how it is. He expressed his helplessness, you know, in his silence. See how it is. I told them that I have come to do away with rites, rituals and ceremonies, and here they want to have a life-size statue again. You see, that's his helplessness. He is the beloved. He wants love. He wants expressions of love, and at the same time he doesn't want the way that they want to express. He wants a different type of love. But what to do? Have you got that thing?
Yeah. But so, he made it that way.
That's his play. His game is that. He escapes, you see, because he just says, well, after all, it's my game. That's all. That's the end of it all. And he doesn't want us the way that we want to play the game. He wants us to play the game that he wants the way that we should play. So that's the difference. So there, I wrote a very decent letter to them, a nice letter, saying that, well, I have spoken to Baba and Baba has heard this and he is very touched about it. This is what Baba gave me the points. But you should remember that Baba has said this and you should not even have broached the subject of building a temple or having a statue, much less the statue, and so forth and so on. You know, the reaction of that was, they wrote a tight letter to me, exhorting me to mind my own business, saying that, well, they thought that I wrote that letter. I have added all these things. And they said that, well, you from there, the close proximity of the beloved, you can say such things, throw words out to us. But we who are starving here, we don't have even... Can't we have the privilege of even having an image of his when you are having the whole of his body there, and so forth and so on? They exhorted me like that. And then Baba says, no, write to them again. And so I'm writing to them another letter and all that, asking them, what he wants is your love, his adoration. Exalt him in your hearts, establish him in your hearts. I wrote another letter. But before that letter reached, they came, a whole delegation came here. And they then begged and petitioned to Baba. And Baba says, why do you want me to say this? You know that what I want you is not to do that and you still want it. But Baba says, what about our plight? You don't come to us often. Only you pay a visit there, or two visits over there, and that two fleeting moments are there. So that's enough. That's enough. Do you realize how blessed you all are? And this and that. No, they want it. They don't. As he says that I am the lord of my lovers, but I am the slave of the love of my lovers. So well, the slave had to succumb. And he says, all right, if you still insist and persist in it, have your way, build it. But on one condition, that wherever you install my statue, wherever the temple is, I want you not to just paint these words, but inscribe them in stone. Stub them out. Let them be all around the statue. And the words are, he'll read out.
Tear the curtain of set ceremonials and rituals, and you will find that I am the worshipped, the worshipped, and the worshipper. To clothe simple worship with the garments of ceremony and ritual is to expose me to the cold winds of ignorance. To faithfully love God-man is to truly worship God. To find me here in Maristan, which is the name of the temple, search the depth of your heart. Maristan has been built for me with love, that I may only be found here by my lover who brings me here in his heart. As the heart is, so is the house. As the eye is, so is the image within the house. The heart of man has always been the ancient temple for the worship of the Ancient One. Nothing can house the Ancient One that does not house love.
So these were the messages. They are still inscribed there. Yeah, wherever it's there. Have it. But let those who come. Then they wanted to breathe life into the statue, and they have special Vedic ceremonies and all that sort of thing. And then it goes on. There's no end to these things. Love and adoration. All are helpless. Even the Lord is helpless. Yeah. Then they ask for little guidelines as to what sort of worship. It doesn't end there, you see, it just goes on and on and on. How we should worship you in the temple and this and that, and all this was there. And then Baba says that there should be no distinction, there should be no priests. Those who come there, they have full access to me. And mind you, he says, if a heartbeat is there, that when the heart of a lover who comes to worship me feels like worshipping me and adorning me with the garland of old shoes, don't stop him. He said that. Yeah, that's that type of freedom I want of worship. So all this is there. But will mankind ever listen? They will again build temples, churches, mosques, and whatever you call it. Edifices. One will compete with the other that are built bigger than yours, you see. It's like that. So what to do, brother? Helplessness, yeah.